Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a happy day today, and we've had an interesting 3 hours today we got to do because
it's only 2 hours.
Oh, it is?
Three.
I thought we had one just was hanging around.
Let's go back to Lauren.
Lauren.
Thank you for holding on, Lauren, because I love this topic.
Hey, listen.
Lambert's Home of the Throat Rolls. Go ahead.
First of all, it's my pleasure to hold on. Holding on for you guys is never too long. I made a trip up there. I had to do some work up there. And it was me and a couple of people. And I'll tell you what, now this was back in the 80s. And it was different than I'm sure what they got in Alabama. But, man, let me tell you, the food was really good. And they would come by your table with pots of stuff that you didn't order, and it would slam it on your plate. And, I mean, it was like, man, I tell you what, it was really good.
I don't remember if it is.
Hello?
I don't know. I just remember going about, I don't know, the kids were little, so this would have been like 20 years ago. And we went, and we went to the one in Foley, and it was exactly like they said. They do, in fact, throw rolls at you.
Mm-hmm. There's no mystery.
Oh, yeah, you know.
But I thought the food tasted like a school cafeteria to me. It was not.
They locked up the tour buses. Both buses. Now, let me ask you one more thing. One other thing. I heard that the Hubie Pies got the Marini location. Is that true, yes or no?
They are coming back, yes.
Man, I tell you what, because you might not like what I'm going to say. I'm keeping it clean. But, hey, Dells don't know what they're doing. They're overpriced. They don't have enough filling inside the pies. So,
well,
other than that, hey, Dells is great.
They do a great job with their king cakes, and that's their thing. And, you know, the problem, though, is if you are an iconic thing like Hubig's Pies, it's impossible, and I don't even eat the stuff, so I don't know, but it's impossible to measure up to the iconic memory.
Yeah, that's pretty much true, and it's with
that
one.
They are coming back. I don't know exactly when, but we have it on very good authority. Tom's former lofty producer, Mindy, knows very well. We had dinner with her not long ago. Her mother worked for Hubig's. And they had a long, protracted legal battle, which they have finally triumphed in. And so they will be back shortly, is the word.
Well, I can't wait. It's going to be great. So.
Yes. Well, anyway, thanks for holding on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye. 260-1870. Do we have someone else on hold, Dave?
We certainly do. It's Gregory.
Gregory.
And here he comes. Gregory.
It is.
It's just me, Gregory, the self-effacing guy. Listen, I'm glad you mentioned Mindy because you have a great producer. You guys have several. Doug is terrific. Douglas, I think he's just incredible. I like Tom and him banter.
Mindy,
I miss her so much.
He was. Yeah, early, Richard, right.
Right. No, I'm just.
What's wrong with Dave? Dave is like another Jiminy Cricket.
We only see him on the weekends.
Well, that's good enough.
It just seems like Tom attracts these great producers that do his show, and they're as enthralled with it as we are because the show's very important to New Orleans.
This is so sweet. So what'd you call for, Gregory?
It's true. And having Marianne on a weekend.
Whoa.
Look out.
I was a little upset at noon when I was tuning in, and then it was sports, and then I didn't realize you guys were coming on at 1. So, I got to cut my grass. Okay.
So the new format. So that is set in stone now, Dave, right? 1 o'clock?
Okay, I think so. It must be 1 o'clock because y'all been on the hour. I mean, it's been over an hour, I suppose. And yeah. I had it in my earbud thingy.
Listen, I want to tell you.
I want to tell you how much I appreciated you guys having Danny Millen and Chef Louvain on yesterday.
Wasn't that fun?
I mean,
so fun.
That was fun. That's what you and Tom do so well.
It was really fun. We went. We had plans for dinner last night with friends, and wish that we had had the opportunity. I mean, I love the friends, and I would love to. I wish that I had thought that we should go out to dinner after, because it would have been fun to catch up some more off the air. Anyway, thank you, Gregory, for calling. What?
Okay, all right. Well, I just wanted to say I could listen to Chef Louvain talk for hours because of all his memories.
I know.
I mean,
he's got to write the book. He's got to write the book.
Yes.
We'll get him.
All right.
We'll get him. All right. 260-1870 is the number. Let's talk about you have a caller? There's another caller? Tom.
It wouldn't be me.
Tom, there's Tom.
Well, Tom, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom. I live on the North Shore. I want to know, what is the best hamburger? Where to get the best hamburger on the North Shore, Covington, Mandeville area?
My wife absolutely comes forth, and without even thinking long about it, it's the hamburger. Actually, it's a steakhouse, Keith Young's Steakhouse, and they do hamburgers, but only once a day, right around noon. And she says, and she's the pro for these hamburgers.
I am the hamburger expert in-house. Happy to impart my knowledge, and here it is, Keith Young's. Unequivocally has
great.
The best hamburger. It's a lunch thing. It is an incredible price of $9.99 for it.
Oh, my God.
It does not come with fries. You can order those extra, but you do get a salad with it. It is a large patty, hand-formed. It comes with two or three strips of crispy bacon and some cheddar cheese. It is dressed. It is delicious. And that is my final answer.
Very crunchy.
Actually, there's also a good wait. What did Dave say? What'd you say, Dave? Okay. There's also a good burger, but it's a gourmet burger at Lola. They have a good burger there too. It's got the onion marmalade and the odd cheese and that kind of thing. So if you're looking for a classic burger, Keith Young's. Period.
Yeah, they're terrific.
Okay. Well, I knew you were the hamburger expert, so I waited to call when you were on. So
there you
I appreciate
go.
It.
Well, we stick all with right. our strengths, you know.
Yeah.
And then
we
slip and fall on one of those other things.
Excellent. All right, thank you for calling. 260-1870 is the number. Is there another caller, Dave, or do you want to talk about Paran's Poor Boys? Paran's Poor Boys, great place for sandwiches. For specials that are local inspired,
and
for
have,
good catering,
they have a dish on their menu that was created by me.
What's that?
It's their oysters, Bienville.
Yeah.
True story, huh. and it makes me feel good too, so I like it. I was having lunch there one day, and Keith, who is just a great guy.
Okay, we're moving.
And he came out, and he was saying, I'd like you to check out something for me here.
Yeah.
It's a dish that we're thinking of putting on the menu, but we're not sure. So he gave it to me, and it was an oyster dish with one of those sauces that's kind of thick over the top. And he came out, and he said, that's our oysters Bienville. And we wanted you to try it because I think just picking it up from your cookbook that you like the stuff. And so I said, well, I just tasted it, and it's everything I ever wanted from Oysters Bienville. This is exactly the way it ought to be. And he told me, that's
Glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, glad to hear you say that for your sake, because I took that recipe right out of your cookbook.
See, I can prompt these stories exactly. I've heard them so many times.
Yeah, well, you too.
Keith Young's. Mm. That's a great, that is a great dish. And Keith Young's has
everything
pretty much great everything.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And that's a terrific.
And it's a great atmosphere, too.
Yeah.
All right, so Peran's Poor Boys is where you can find really great sandwiches, good local specialties. They're famous for their seafood muffalata, which is a big pile of fried seafood in a gigantic muffalata bread. It's excellent. It's to be split among several people. And they have three locations. So they do, we like Peran's for its catering. We go get little mini muffalatas. Mm-hmm. We get trays of sandwiches, mini poor boys, chicken nuggets, really good place to call. And they also have a private room at the veteran location. Mm-hmm. So you might want to check it out.
Yeah, they really have been getting better and better all the time.
Yeah, they have three locations now. They have the original by Cleary on Veterans. What's that address, Tom? You gave it the last time. Peran's Poor Boys?
Peran's Poor Boys, 3939 Veterans.
And then they have one in Kenner.
Yeah.
By Kenner.
2031, I think.
Williams and West Esplanade. And then there's a new one on Britannia Street.
Mm-hmm.
So they've moved uptown. Peran's Poor Boys.
Yeah.
Check it
very,
out.
Very popular.
Yes. 260-1870 is the number. That's 260.
We have Sally on the phone.
Okay.
Sally has joined us.
Okay.
Sally, come on in. And
There was a news thing a couple of 3 weeks ago about the train between here and Mobile.
That's what the guy was referring to, but we've checked it out. It's not happening.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well,
and that's how it's been.
The news article said they were waiting for Alabama to come up with their portion of the money. The feds had come up with theirs, and then it would be ready in about 2 years.
Okay, well, that guy's going to have to not wait for that. He's going to have to get over there in the car to go eat in Alabama.
To drive to Mobile. It's probably quicker to drive to Mobile.
That is for
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely true.
You know, during the World's Fair, there was in fact a railroad that went from Jacksonville all the way to into the.
Is that right? Really?
Yes. And they were making a big fuss over it because this historically is solid as a rock. It's been done that way for a long, long time. It just hadn't been done in a long time. But anyway, what they wound up doing is the town of
Mobile,
in particular, but also
Pensacola,
and just about everybody else on the line insisted that the speed of the locomotives had to be limited to 20 miles an hour.
Right in those towns.
It's almost
faster to run.
It's
anyway, 260-1870, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're back, 260-1870 here on the big WWL this Saturday before Father's Day. We have a caller on the line, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Welcome to
the
show.
Hello, how are
you?
You
fine as wine.
Yeah,
how about
can you hear me? I'm great. So I hear, I guess this is Mary, your wife. I'd never heard her before on the radio. And come to find out, every time I talk to you, I find out that Mary and I have a lot of things in common as far as what we like to eat. So I'm going to suggest that, I don't know if you've had it, but I love to eat the shrimp Creole over at Peran's. I love the way they cook it. The red gravy is so good. They must cook the shrimp minutes before they actually serve it, because they're so young and tender. And they're all uniformly the same size, that kind of thing. But it's really, really good.
That's a dish that really needs very delicate treatment. It's you can't overcook it because it just starts turning into slop.
Do they usually drop in the shrimp right before they serve it? Like they keep it on the, not necessarily Peran's, but as a general rule, that is done where it sits on the stove and then the shrimp go in
quick
before.
Quick on. And to tell you the truth, I think the best approach completely to Creole stew is that to just leave it alone.
But you don't really like it. And Mark, I hate to break it to you, but this is where we have to part company. I don't like it either.
I'm terribly
sorry.
Oh,
your husband told me you loved it.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you don't believe him. Yeah, don't believe him.
All right. Well, anyway, I like it cooked in a different way, but that's a very good way. I like that. Uh-huh. And it's like I say, I mean, they must cook the shrimp immediately before they serve it, but it's very good.
That's kind of the standard.
Well, I also think
but let's
like
let's
a,
explore
a
some other
macaroni.
Things, Mark. Do you like cheese fries?
No, I don't like cheese. I don't like fries much. No. How about baked macaroni?
Wait, you do or you don't like macaroni?
Oh, I love it. Baked macaroni. Okay. I love it, yeah.
Okay, if you like, what, macaroni and cheese?
Macaroni and cheese is okay, but to me, I love a good baked macaroni much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the difference? Sounded like you had two of the same things.
Well, I'll give you a good example. The baked macaroni is what we do in this house, where we do the cream with the macaroni and then cheese. And then when it's baked, we actually split it and then flip it and put more cheese on. That's baked macaroni. Now,
I just had some.
It's very cheesy, yes.
Yeah.
Now, that is just my version. But now I've had mac and cheese within the last week, which is not baked macaroni, and it's mind-bogglingly delicious. We had it at Brown Butter, and what they do is they do a, you know, the cream and the cheese. They have four different kind of cheeses, and then when it's ordered, they put it in a skillet and brown it, and that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I've heard that before and tried it myself. I'm not sure.
No, you got – if you're a mac and cheese person, go over there and try it. It's like $8 for a side dish. It's really great. Anyway, I tend to go to the baked version. What? No. Oh, okay. 260-187 is the number. Do we have any other callers, Dave? Oh, okay. We have just one. Okay, we're going to come back after the news, and maybe if we don't have any callers, we can talk about our dinner last night, which was pretty unusual. Pretty extraordinary,
very.
I have to say.
Not enough food, either.
I know. I'm going to be full. Wasn't that crazy? I'm going to be full for days. It was actually a really great deal, I thought.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Didn't move me in that. The food I thought was good, but.
You thought it was not a great deal? The bargain looked like it might be a good one.
But it didn't.
You didn't think it was at the end?
It was over $200.
Well, there were four of us, so it was $50 a person. But that was a tremendous amount of food, and you really got a chance to eat. You really got a chance to eat around the menu. Anyway, we went to Gianna last night, and we will talk about that when we come back from the break. If you would like to call us and talk about food, 260-1870 is the number. That's 260-1870.
Welcome back. It's the Food Show here on 105.3 FM HD, I think. No, I didn't. Anyway, it's great to be here with you every day talking about food, about restaurants and cooking and wine, especially on the weekends. We're happy to be here. Jay is on hold for us. Jay, you still there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Tom.
Hi. Come on in. If you'd like a glass of water, I can furnish you with that, too.
I'll take a wine. Hey, we're going to Risotto's tonight. You have any recommendations?
Risotto's? Are you going out looking for this or cooking it yourself?
No. We're going to the restaurant on Florida Lee.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. Caruda, I got it. It is a very good restaurant, I think. It's two menus in one menu. One of them has all of the specialties that typically are found in Italian restaurants, and the rest of it is steakhouse fare. And both sides of it are working at full eye-class, really nice assortments of everything, top to bottom. So there's this great appetizer that involves oysters and a breadcrumb stuffing sort of. It's hard to explain.
It's like a stuffed artichoke.
It sounds like a stuffed artichoke.
No, it tastes like a stuffed artichoke.
It tastes like one, too. And that's a great dish. Their veal dishes, I think, are way above what you usually get. And I'm a seafood guy, and I'm always looking for that, and they come through on that as well. So that's some of a lot of good food there. It's the restaurant that used to be Tony Angelo's a long time ago, and now it is
Delicioso.
Yeah,
it's Risotto's.
Yeah. Risotto's on the corner, more or less, of
it's one of those places that Tom is forbidden to go without me.
Oh, Good. Well, things could be worse. And, yeah, right underneath what used to be Tony Angelo's.
It's,
along.
Well, right, it's on the corner.
It is Tony Angelo's.
It's on the corner of Fleur-de-Lis and Harrison.
Harrison and Fleur-de-Lis.
It's the food
right.
show.
Okay,
let's see.
Cool. Thank you.
Let's see. Who's next? Anthony, welcome to the food show.
Hey, hi. I am looking for a good Thai restaurant. Love curry. Haven't really found any out here. I live in the West Bank, but it doesn't make a difference. West Bank goes to the East Bank, but the East Bank doesn't come to the West Bank.
Yeah, it's a fact. That is true. I think that part of the city actually has the best Thai food around. It's on the West Bank, as you say, but it's pretty straightforward.
Where is this? Where?
It's scattered here and there, mostly up and down like Manhattan Boulevard and along the highway. And
the West Bank Expressway, Manhattan. There is a place there.
Tell me.
I don't know the name of it. It's right across from that shopping center that has the Zia's in it.
Hmm.
But I don't know the name of it because I don't really eat Thai food
there
much.
There are plenty of them over there, and they just keep on. And by the way, that was the restaurant that had Thai food for the first time in the history of New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Old Willie Cohn, he put it on his menu. He liked it that much. And there's another one. This is on the East Bank that I think is pretty good, called the Equator. Equator. I think that's a really good, consistent Thai restaurant.
It's on Severn, isn't it? It's on Severn. It's right across from the shopping center.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's
great.
Really a
Thank
popular
you.
One.
Enjoy. Thank you. It's the food show you want. The board is clear, we've just heard.
My goodness. 260-1870. You can get in if you call. So last night we had dinner at Gianna.
Yeah. Here comes one of the most adept of local chefs and restaurant
Donald
creators.
Link.
Donald Link.
His new concept.
I like a lot of what he does. There's a lot of things he doesn't do, but the one that gets me, and sometimes I wonder if they're doing it to get at me. I'm sure it's not true. But they really have noisy restaurants, I find, just for me. But one man's great stuff is another man's thought of as junk.
I would say that you have a hypersensitivity to noisy restaurants.
Could be.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because you're 95.
Oh, that's lovely to know.
But I don't find it a problem. In fact, I kind of like a jazzy vibe in a restaurant.
Yeah.
But we were with two people yesterday evening at Gianna, and both of them found it to be noisy too. The restaurant was full.
And
it
very
was
good.
Full of a pretty eclectic group of people, I would say. Mm-hmm. At first, it started out where we were, definitely the oldest in the group, and they were really just parading through young person after young person. But I thought by the end of the evening, the crowd sort of evened out in terms of demographics. But what was interesting about it, and we were talking about this off the air, because there's a thing, speaking of Tony Angelo's, which made the Feed Me famous. There's a thing on the menu called the Feed Me. And the menu is a lot more extensive at dinner than I had noticed before. And so I thought it would be kind of interesting to go ahead with this. And when she explained it, I thought, this goes to show you how stupid I am. So it said $50. And I'm thinking, when she explained it, I thought, well, that is just a heck of a deal of four people at $50. And she goes, no, it's $50
Not
a person.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what we got for $50, we opted to do the Feed Me. And we had all of the antipastas. We had a big bowl of salad, the Italian salad. Two pastas from Contori? What is the secondary? No, it's Secundi.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a pasta dish after we had the appetite. We had a several small plates.
Mm-hmm.
We had antipasta. We had a salad. We had two pastas, and then two of the entrees. But the thing with it is that even though all these things are sort of in the same price, we didn't get to choose what we got. We got
the servers were constantly saying we don't do that. We
and
don't
no substitutions and no substitutions.
It was very
so. But what we got was we got a pasta asciutta, which I thought was really good.
I thought it was good. Yeah, but that's what that means.
Well, it wasn't dry at all. It was a pomodoro.
Tightened it up a little bit.
It was a pomodoro, and there was actually a lot of sauce at the bottom of it. And then we also got a rigatoni, which was pesto-inspired. But it was pistachios. And that was cold. I was surprised by that. It was definitely room temperature on the way to cold.
I thought the whole restaurant was cold to me.
No, I'm talking about the actual dish, the rigatoni.
Yeah.
And, yes, the restaurant was cold. But so we got the rigatoni and the asciutta. And then for the entrees, we got pork
and
lamb sausage with polenta, creamy polenta, and a fish dish that we, like, what do they call it? It was like an amberjack, but it was this barjack, that's what
it was very good.
It was barjack with a tomato base. It was called barjack, which they said was a cousin of amberjack. And then we had the potatoes, I think they're called paisano potatoes, which were delicious. They were lightly fried, but they were fried in such a way that didn't seem like they were fried, or maybe they were roasted. Maybe they weren't fried, they were just roasted. But they were really great. I thought that was a great dish. And then we had some zucchini and squash, which was kind of a nothing.
Yeah. That's how it comes, one muffin per hour.
Yeah. And then I think that was it for the entrees. And then two desserts, which I thought was kind of...
The yellow one, the lemony one, was almost like could float away.
Yeah, it was like an icebox pie. And then there was a chocolate one, frambonjola or something like that, frambola or I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was kind of... ungenerous to present two desserts, one of which was a slice of whatever the lemon thing was and the chocolate thing, and then have everybody at the table sort of just pick at it. I thought maybe they should do small portions of the dessert or something. I mean, if you're going to serve something family style, then... I mean, what if you didn't know the people or you didn't eat after people or something? But I just felt like there should be something where you don't have to just sort of trough it in the middle of the table, you know?
But
I didn't like that.
I made a reference to this at the beginning of this little
interchange,
And I want to say this because there are things that Donald Link doesn't particularly do, into my... typically minor things.
Yeah.
But he is a guy who comes back around and is so intelligent and so giving of himself in this community.
Yeah.
That
absolutely.
You just got to walk away from him thinking, this guy, he'd be tough to live without.
Yeah.
I would stay with that. He's just a terrific guy.
He's definitely got an empire, for sure. The people we were with were shocked that it went beyond Koshan, but it's Koshan, Pesh, Calcasieu, Gianna. Butcher.
Herb Saint, that's right. Herb Saint is one of them. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary list of restaurants that he has. But anyway, it was an interesting dinner. It was $50 a person for that. If you got a wine,
I don't like this.
No,
that's
not that
getting
kind
a worm.
Of wine.
A wine,
yes.
Yeah.
There was actually a there was a bit of that
I
going on because these were Italian wines and they were unusual. They were really unusual. So the Pinot Gris was rejected by our guests. Anyway, 260-1870 is the number. That's 260-1870. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi there. It's the Food Show on 105.3 FM HD.
Yep.
One.
Let's
good.
Go to Hubert.
I'm getting somewhere.
Let's go to Hubert.
Hubert. Or Herbert.
Herbert.
Okay, anyway, he's Hi. With us over here. Hi. And Herbert?
Hi, Tom. Yes, hi, Tom. I was calling to find out, do you know of a restaurant that sells good crab claws cluster legs?
With the legs included, is what you're saying?
Yes.
And is this something you want to eat in a restaurant or to take home and mess with?
Right. That's something I want to eat in a restaurant.
Oh, okay. You know where I would go, and this seems to me the most reliable, Impastato's in Metairie. It's always on his menu, those little
it's
claws.
It's delicious, yeah.
And you just eat like a million of them, and they give you a million of them to eat. So that's mm-hmm. where I'd go, I think, Impastato's in Metairie, near a lakeside mall.
Oh, okay. Right? Thank you. I didn't know that.
Well, now you do, and I have... I have followed with my...
Proven your worth yet again. All right, let's go to Chris.
Chris, welcome to the food show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey. Doing great. Nice hearing from you.
Yes, sir. I was listening earlier, and you all were talking about Thai restaurants on the West Bank. The best Thai restaurant I would have to say would be the Banana Blossom.
Oh yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that what is that on is that on Belchase Highway?
Yeah, that's the one.
I believe it's off Lafayette and West Bank Expressway. It's on 9th Street, located in Old Gretchen.
Yeah.
Oh wait, really? Because there's another one I think on Belchase.
They moved some years ago, and that's where that.
Okay.
Although it's still there and it's still. You know,
that
much
is a great one.
Very good.
Good suggestion.
Yes,
thank you.
Yep. And just one more opinion I want to throw out there.
All right. Go.
Really good Vietnamese restaurant that I find has the best pho in the city would be Namis off Tulane in North
Carolina. You like it?
Yes, ma'am. Pretty good.
Namis, yeah. You know who that is, the guy from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more and more Vietnamese restaurants all the time, and thank goodness.
Right, right.
All right. Well, nice
talking
to you.
I just wanted to call in and give him.
Thank you.
I'm glad you.
I appreciate it.
Nice hearing from you. See ya. It's the food show. Here is Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hi,
you there?
Folks. Thanks for taking my call. I have filet of grouper to cook tomorrow. I'm thinking the grill, and I'm thinking marinade. Any suggestions?
I wouldn't. A marinade sounds good. I would not. Hit it with a lot of heat. Unless you want to do like blackened fish, it works great for blackened fish. But you got to hit it with a lot of heat and then get it off of there, and then it'll come out really nice. Or you could do it with like the same way most people do redfish. You can do it that way, and I think you'd be pretty happy with that. It's pretty much the same fish.
What about what about grilled pineapple on the grill? We've tried that, and we kind of like it because it caramelizes, I guess, and it just tastes wonderful. Any suggestions?
Yeah. To go somewhere and get it or to do it yourself?
No, to grill it.
No,
to grill it.
To
do
grill
it ourselves.
I have in my cookbook, Tom Fitzmaurice's New Orleans Food, I have a recipe for that was done by a French chef, and it's in there, but I don't know exactly where it is. You know what you ought to do? Go to the website and just do a search. Oh, good. Well, then just take a look because it's called, let's see if I can remember what it is. But they really sear the daylights out of the pineapple, and what comes out of it, it's hard to explain, but it's very good. I really like it, and the whole recipe is there.
Are you gonna chop the pineapple and put it in fruity salsa after that, or are you just going to eat it as grilled pineapple?
Well, last time we just sliced it, we took out the core, and it was like eating candy, and it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll bet you, this is just a suggestion, that I'm listening to you talk and thinking that maybe it would be really great if you have some left over to chop up that grilled pineapple and put it in a bowl with some purple onion and maybe some mango and some cilantro and in a citrusy dressing with some olive oil and citrus and lots of lemon. I think that would be a really good like salsa.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try that. That sounds great. Thank you.
Well, enjoy. Let me know how you liked it. See you later.
260.
We will. I've just been ordered.
1-870. We'll take a break and be right back. We are back. And we have New Orleans hamburger and seafood.
How high the moon. Oh, yeah, we sure are. And we're getting to the end of this. So Regan is here. Or is it Reagan?
We have New Orleans hamburger and seafood. 10 locations. Go check out their char-grilled oysters and all the other great stuff they have there. Great hamburgers and seafood. Get it spice-alicious. Let's go to Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, welcome to the food show. Sorry to hold you.
Hey, no problem. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Doing great. Having a good time.
Real quick, I was just calling, Tom, because my name's Ryan Stone Ware, and I used to be the chef at 7 on Fulton.
Ah, what do you know?
And I just wanted to call in and, you know, I wanted to tell you something that it humbled me since you would air. And it was my culinary menu. And I did the quail one time and you said that was the best quail you ever had. I don't know if that's still true to this day or if you were just blowing smoke up my butt. But
no, I can assure you it was not that.
What are you doing now?
To mention, actually, I went to I ran a couple other hotels, and now I'm into the senior living community scene.
Ah, okay. Where are you?
I'm at the Trace in Covington, Louisiana.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Oh, let's see. Have we taken care of?
That's a wrap.
No, we're
done. We're done. We're done.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and we thank everybody for being here today. And
call earlier next time if you didn't make it.
We won't be here next week.
No, tomorrow you have Father's Day.
We are?
No. Tomorrow we're off Father's Day. Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right, it's
WWL Radio in New Orleans and WWL 105.3 FM HD3.
1-5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.